what do we know about the impact of using just basic systemic therapy like FOLFOX as sort of an adjuvant after these patients have had their hepatic lesions resected? I mean, it's kind of become a standard of what people are doing. Do we have data on it?
There's a small amount of data that comes from two studies in Europe that looked at the use of chemotherapy postoperatively. And, you know, one study has been published, one was presented in abstract form, and actually one of those studies just looked at, as I recall, the one presented in abstract form was 5-fluorouracil and leucovorin using the 2-day infusion regimen versus just surgery alone. But in the other trial, there was some benefit from FOLFOX. Both trials were underpowered and did not, as I recall, complete their accrual, where there has been an attempt to do a combined analysis of the two to try to show benefit of adjuvant therapy versus just surgery alone.
Now, can you track out a little bit in terms of what the NSABP and NCCTG has been doing in terms of this arena? I know there was a study, this NSABP C09 study, and you were involved in the development of that, like a strategy.
Yes.
Can you kind of track back through what happened there?
Sure. The NSABP trial C09 had been designed to look at systemic therapy alone versus systemic therapy alternating with hepatic artery infusion therapy. And that grew out of work that mainly Nancy Kameny had done at Memorial Sloan Kettering, showing that using hepatic artery infusion of FUDR following resection of liver metastases versus surgery alone provided a benefit to patients in terms of recurrence within liver as well as overall survival. The North Central Cancer Treatment Group had also been exploring this in several trials early on in the 1980s. And in the trial that we had led in North Central that led up to C09, we had done a single-arm trial combining capecitabine and oxaliplatin alternating with FUDR, at that time believing that capecitabine and oxaliplatin would be equivalent to FOLFOX. It called for 4 alternating cycles and then 2 more cycles of just the capecitabine and oxaliplatin. The results we saw early on suggested promising outcomes, and that led to the trial in NSABP C09 that was a phase 3 design looking at the systemic therapy alone versus the combination. At that point, by the time the trial opened, a lot of the interest in hepatic artery infusion therapy had gone away as the more active systemic chemotherapy combinations like FOLFIRI, FOLFOX had come out. And I think in part that had really led to the lack of interest. A lot of surgeons were no longer putting in hepatic artery catheters. The interest in hepatic artery infusion therapy had really declined quite significantly, is now just focused in a couple of institutions. So at the end of the day, there just wasn't interest, unfortunately, in trying to answer that question, even though it remains an important question.